Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, I have so many ideas.
This is AJ and Dusty.
Some are simple, like take down traffic lights and eliminate the post office.
With AJ McCord.
I think this is going to be a really good bonding session. Guys love it when you can show them you're better than they are at something they love.
And Dusty Hera.
I've never taken the high road, but I tell other people to, because then there's more room for me on the low road.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
Don't be all like, I am a guy and I like fire.
The Fan.
Hour number three on this Monday, AJ and Dusty with you. Oh, man. We've got a lot of really good songs you guys are screwing up. Steve Miller Band, Big Old Jetliner. Always thought it said, we go down in a lineup. Wow. Aggressive. Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, I used to think was Go Go Jason Waterfalls. Jason Waterfalls is this guy's name. TLC really was into him.
Sort of a Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer. Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
All right. Damian Lillard with some strong comments last night. Blazers are the sixth seed. They're going to meet up with the Denver Nuggets in that 3-6 matchup in the first round. Avoid the playing game. The Blazers are red hot. And he made a couple of points last night that I think people in Portland should appreciate hearing.
Yes.
And when you hear him talk about it, how does it make you feel heading into this postseason run? Here's Damian Lillard last night.
I can't express like my desire and, you know, how bad I want to win it. So I want that more than anything, you know, not just to say I won the championship, but I want to do it in this city. I want to have a parade on Broadway and ride past El Gaucho. Like, that's what I think of, like, every time the playoffs are starting, I'm going into it, like, is this going to be the year, you know, that we shock the world or that we come up big? 2 years ago, I thought it was going to happen. I was like, right here in the Western Conference Finals, you know, we right here. And it just wasn't our time. But every time we get here, I'm like, that's what my mind is on. And some people might look at it like, oh, they can't do that, or they don't have a team. And regardless of what's the truth or not the truth, my mind is on the fact that I think we can do it. And if everybody thinks that and everybody believes that, like, that's when it happened.
That's an interesting take by him, because I think he it's realistic in that he sees it, right? Mm-hmm. They just won their time. Yeah, they got swept by Golden State in the Western Conference Finals. And there is this element of, if you're Damian Lillard, you should have that focus of, all right, hey, I think we can win a championship. I want to win a championship. This, if we're in the tournament, we are going to be a championship caliber team.
Yeah. And I think that this goes back to what we've been saying, in the fact that Damian Lillard is an MVP candidate because he has the ability to elevate his teams mm-hmm. to higher than their roster or record or talent or maybe even coaching. Mm-hmm. Should go. And so this, to me, it goes beyond what he just said there. He continued on to say that he's talked to players who have been on championship teams. He's talked to coaches who have coached championship teams, and he's asked them, what's it going to take? Like, what was the separator for you? And their answer is that you have to start by believing it.
Yeah.
You have to start by not just Damian Lillard believing that it can happen. Every single player on the Blazers roster has to believe that.
And that goes back and down this road that we've been down so many times of Damian Lillard says it. He acknowledges it. I am loyal to a fault. Mm-hmm. I believe in everybody that I'm surrounded with that they can do it and we can get it done. And that's where you sit there and you go, all right, that's where the whole roster construction part, if you get the right pieces together where you can match up with any team and you got a guy who has that singular focus and has that belief, not just a focus, but a belief that they can do it. That is where this thing gets special. But you have to give up some of those parts that Damian Lillard believes in, which is hard for this team to then rearrange the roster. And it looks more like shuffling the decks on the ship as it's sinking, because you're going, the game is different, right? Mm-hmm. And you need to be longer and athletic, and you have to be able to defend teams like, I don't know, Denver, which you're going to see, mm-hmm. without Jamal Murray, which is a huge equalizer.
Yes.
But those longer mismatches that we always seen with Blazers teams is that you've got to make some big changes and big swings on this thing if you really want to get to where Damian Lillard believes they're going to be, because he has that within him, where it's not a just saying it to appease people. That's how he's always been inconsistent with that answer.
But he also believes that this team has those qualities, has what it takes. And I think that's where you talk about his loyalty. He's never going to not believe in the team that's around him, mm-hmm. right? Ever. Like, he's never going to be like, realistically, I'm going to look at the roster of this guys around me who we've been through the ups and downs of this 72 game season, and I'm going to say that, no, because of X, Y, and Z player, we don't have what it takes. He's never going to do that. So it's not just that he believes he can do it. It's that every year he fully believes in the roster of guys around him. And he even said, whether it's realistic or not, I'm telling you where my mind is. My mind is, we have a chance every single year. And it's because we put ourselves in a position to have a chance. There are teams who don't have a chance. The Blazers have had a chance every single year for the last 8.
And this is where I go with, I do think that the Blazers, what you have to do in this super team era is position yourself to, when the breaks go your way, you're ready to capitalize. Mm. But the breaks have to go your way. And this isn't just like that's not a knock on the Portland trip. That's the reality for about, 26 or 27 teams of the 30 in the NBA.
Yep.
They're all trying to get to that point where, hey, if something happens with these super teams, we are in a position to where we can capitalize on it.
Yep.
And look at what's happening. Lakers struggling to get healthy. The Nets have struggled to get healthy at times. The Warriors still incomplete because no Klay Thompson right mm-hmm. now. Like, you have to be ready in that window, and that's where you go, the Blazers are at least healthy right now, but have they been passed by other teams with the same idea, like Phoenix and Utah, like Denver,
yep,
where it has been 8 years where the Blazers are there, but you look at the best record in NBA is the Utah Jazz. The second best record in the West is the Phoenix Suns, and the third best record in the Western Conference is the Denver Nuggets, who are in that same boat. Those aren't super teams that we're looking at.
Nope.
We're looking at built the same way.
Yeah.
And how close is Portland, though?
That's the question every year. Every year, that is the question. And I feel like the goalposts are sort of always changing, because each year you can point to a different reason why it didn't work out, which is maybe why it makes it so hard to pinpoint what needs to change in order for it to work out.
Now you get the Denver Nuggets, which is, if we're being honest and we're being realistic with this, the Clippers tanking to get out of the way of the Lakers, which is a ridiculous move in its own right. That gave Portland a better and preferred matchup. Just matching up roster for roster. Now, what happens when the ball gets jumped, we'll find out this weekend. But the Nuggets are without Jamal Murray, which is huge.
Yes.
They are 13-5 without Jamal Murray on the season, though.
Yep.
6-5 against teams that are over 500. And so they're about a 500 team against good competition without him.
Yeah.
Is a playoff series win enough to save Terry Stotts and have this Damian Lillard kind of belief move forward? Because that could be a reality as a conference semifinals. We'll talk about it. 503-250-1080, AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Trailblazers are on the sixth seed in the Western Conference. They'll take on the third seeded Denver Nuggets. Portland Trailblazers coach Terry Stotts is on the hot seat. Article written by The Athletic, Shams, and oh my gosh, I was going to say Chris Mannix, but I know that's not right. Amick, yep. Sam Amick, yep. They said barring pulling a rabbit out of a hat and a miracle in the playoffs, Terry Stotts' time in Portland could be done. And I wonder, the end of the regular season, 42-30. Mm-hmm. I said this earlier, but if you do the math on that, if you go on an 82-game schedule, that's 47 wins. A 47-win season is pretty dang good, especially when you look down, like, all time, the Blazers, in the last, this 8-year playoff run, they've only had three seasons that are better than that. They had 53, 49, and then 51. And then a 54-win season. Like, 50 wins is a lot, and you'd have been at 47. Like, that is a decent year. But here is where I think it is different. Is a playoff win against Denver and an upset enough? Is that going to be enough?
I don't know, because it feels like that. Is that pulling a rabbit out of the hat?
No. That, to me, is the expectation is this team wins a playoff series.
When was that the expectation to you?
Well, I think after the Western Conference Finals run that year, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, you start thinking that way. Mm-hmm. But just being from, like, growing up here and watching these Blazers teams my entire life, like, mm-hmm. there was that run where 21 years in a row the Blazers made the playoffs. 13 of those years, they got bounced in the first round. And it was, like, always... that streak is great, and that streak is something that you hang your hat on, but you always want to be at the next level. You want that consistency to be get out of the first round there, especially when you have a superstar mm-hmm. in his prime, right? Like, when the Blazers, we romanticize these seasons and how great they were when you had the 2000 season, where They went to the conference finals. Like, that was it. And they loaded up and they knew it. You knew that in the early 90s, the conference finals, NBA finals, because you had stars on those teams. And you did everything you could to surround those stars with as much talent as you possibly could to make those runs. And this just feels like when you go first round, that is where it's like, all right, what do you need to do to kick this thing up a notch?
And I think the reality is, though, there's very few franchises who figured it out. Like, it's so difficult to win an NBA Finals. It's very difficult mm-hmm. to make it there. And so I guess the question is it that this is, I feel like, has been the question, at least for all of my time covering Portland, is it worth messing up a good thing for a potentially great thing?
Mm-hmm.
Because that potential for a great thing has arguably a bigger chance of being a disaster.
You're dang right. Well, and I go back to what happened with those in that 21-year run. That went from that spanned Jack Ramsey all the way to Maurice Cheeks. It was like six different head coaches that went through those 21 seasons. And you saw Rick Adelman make it to a couple of NBA finals. You saw Mike Dunleavy guide the team to the Western Conference finals. And then, you know, Mo Cheeks, it was, all right, let's get this thing back rolling. What's going to give him over the hump? And then that didn't go well. And that was an organizational letdown. That was Mo Cheeks and the organization just kind of both careening down. And that's to the point of, all right, what's going to get you to the next level, right? Like, Terry Stotts is a great coach.
He's a very, very good coach. He has the longest consecutive playoff streak of active coaches.
And that he's really damn good.
Yep.
But what is it going to be that pushes this team over the hump? And I say, I think the expectation for this team is you make the playoffs and you get out of the first round. That's fan expectation. That's a completely different thing than how executives and people around the league. Because Terry Stotts said last night that he felt like this is the best team that he's had, or the best year that they've had, you know, as far as regular seasons go. And that's hard to argue when CJ and Nurk go down for an extended stretch.
And you still end up in the sixth seed. It's really hard to argue, especially when your star, Damian Lillard, is saying very similar thing, which is that this team has been through more to get to this point than any of the previous playoff teams he's been on.
And I would be very fascinated, and I will be, because, look, Stotts just wins Coach of the Month.
Mm-hmm.
This team overcomes two massive injuries, and then they go and they make the incremental move to go and get Norman Powell and make this team a little bit better. You got to take some big swings this offseason, though, and I don't know what that will look like. They're in the playoffs right damn now, though, and they have a very good shot. Like, this whole point of us saying this is they got a shot to not just – they could win a playoff series here. And where were people at a couple of weeks ago when looking at it? Like, it was so down on this team and where the direction that was headed.
They're not going to make the playoffs. It was just fire him now. I mean, it was hell's bells around here.
And I find that was one of the very first texts that we got today on the show was, does a win over the Nuggets save Terry Stotts' job? And it's like, boy, I wish I had the answer to that. But I think we wouldn't know until what that conference semifinals would look like. If they even get there.
Exactly. And I think it also matters how they show up against the Nuggets. This is the longest. This is another interesting nugget from last night when I talked to Terry after the game. This is the longest that most teams and most coaches have had to prepare for their first round series. Because normally the season ends on like a Wednesday or Thursday, right? And then you play Saturday, Sunday. They have a full week. So everyone is off today. It's a blackout day across the league. But then after that, now Stotts has Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, maybe Saturday, because we don't know if they're playing Saturday or Sunday. But he has 4 to 5 days to dissect everything about the Denver Nuggets. That is an opportunity that coaches haven't gotten before. And in a series like this, where these two teams are so familiar with each other, have seen each other in the regular season, to me, if the Blazers come out and absolutely torch the Nuggets, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if this were to happen, that is a coaching change. That is a situation where Terry Stotts has done some diving. He's done some changing, some tweaking in this week that he didn't have the time to do in the regular season before these matchups. And he's figured out how to get his players to be at their absolute best potential. So if they come out and they torch the Nuggets because of some changes that Terry Stotts makes, whether it's in convincing Dame to play more defense, whether it's in switching guys more often, whether it's a new rotational player, whatever it is, that's where you have to ask the question, could that be enough? Could a first round win be enough if it's an obvious situation where the coaching made a difference, where he outcoached Mike Malone?
In the wild card in all of this, I think, is how does Jody Allen feel? Because the interesting part about the hot seat conversation was, hey, she's engaged now, right?
Mm-hmm.
She sure looked happy on the sidelines last night.
Well, she should have. Very good game for the Blazers.
Well, yeah. That's a very interesting note about the time off, though, too. Because that gives, that is not just preparing for the opponent, but getting time to heal up and rest up. Because we talked with Mike Singer of the Denver Post earlier, Nuggets reporter, about this series. And he said, like, they're hopeful that they're going to get Will Barton back, which he's a role player, Will is. But when you're already down a guard in Jamal Murray, you need bodies to throw. Because he was talking about, you know, Campazzo is a guy that they're relying on and leaning on right now, and you don't want that against the Portland Trailblazers, especially when you're going up against a three-guard lineup where, you know, Will Barton is a guy that they're going to need out on the floor to just be, if anything else, a pest. He won't change the series by any stretch, but you need guards against this team in this lineup. That's why it is a great matchup for Portland.
Yep.
Of all the teams that are ahead of them, that's for sure. 503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. A legend walking away. Here's Will.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's amazing how the Portland Trail Blazers wrap up the sixth seed last night. They avoid the play-in tournament. And how people are like, all right, what happens if they win? Stotts keep his job? It's like, can we just pump the brakes on that conversation for a minute? But no, that's where I think fan base, and this is like the restless fan base in that expectation of, no, getting out of the first round is what fans want and expect for their franchise to do. Some of your feedback on the fan text line, 503-250-1080. This one says, remember the Raptors fired their coach after he won Coach of the Year? Yeah, Dwayne Casey.
They did do that.
They went and won a title the next year.
Yes, they did. And that, so they fired their head coach. They got rid of their homegrown star. Mm-hmm. Nobody was happy with the move, it seemed, right? Like, nobody in Toronto was stoked about this.
Right.
But then they go out and win a title.
And they went and they broke up their backcourt. But I think what the fans knew is that that's something that needed to happen if they wanted to get over the hump. And they lost in the Eastern Conference semifinals the year before. That's what got Dwayne Casey the boot, was second round, and then you get bounced.
And he went to the Eastern Conference Finals, then the Conference Semis, then the Conference Semis the previous 3 years.
Yeah.
And then he made it the first, they got bounced in the first round the 2 years before that. So this is a guy who made the playoffs five straight years, made the finals, then the semis, then the semis, and they booted him.
Interesting. But they made big moves after, too.
Yes.
They went and got this guy, Kawhi Leonard.
I think I've heard of him.
Ever heard of him?
Big hands.
Yeah. That's right. Now he's a Clipper, but it was worth it for that 1 year. And Ujiri, now a free agent. Is that what you said in the breakdown?
Yes. Yes. He's a free agent, as well as, of course, Kyle Lowry.
That'd be their general manager, Masai Ujiri, who is very smart basketball man. Yep. This has been a weird year for them, though, having to be in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Bummer.
You're up in Toronto, and then you're basically a whole road season again this year.
I think what also was so important about what the Raptors did for that one season was that they actually were able to rebrand a team that for the most part had become so just kind of, they're there. Like most of the national NBA knew who the Raptors were. They knew they were the number one seed in the East, but they almost kind of thought of it as an afterthought because it was like, well, you're going to lose to LeBron James anyway because of LeBronto. And it's like, that's kind of, I think, where the narrative is going with the Portland Trailblazers, at least from a national perspective, is, well, yeah, you have Damian Lillard, and he quite possibly might be the best scoring point guard in the league, but you guys always seem to lose at some
point. It was
point.
Quite literally the same conversation they have about Portland's backcourt, which is Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan. Hey, that's one of the best backcourts, if not the best backcourt in the entire NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
Sounds really, really familiar.
Yep.
And this is where you go, and I mean, we've talked about this a lot, but you know, you said they rebranded it. By going and getting one of the best players in the league. Like, that's quite the rebrand that you had there, was go and get one of the best players in the entire NBA and say you're on our side now. Winning is what got everything changed there.
But then, I mean, we had this question, right? When Norman Powell came in, there was a question about what kind of setup is this for the future. Norman Powell, as great as he has been for this Blazers team, is not Kawhi Leonard.
Nope.
So that's not the play, right? Like, if you're making a big move,
it's a big one.
That's not like re-signing him next year cannot be it.
No.
And I don't think that can be it while replacing CJ McCollum. Like, I don't think that's the move. Like, I don't think that in and of itself is enough, right? Like, if the move is to break at the backcourt, replacing CJ with Norm is not enough.
Well,
you have to do something else.
No. And that would be who you get for CJ.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's it.
Right.
And that's the only way that it'll happen, because that contract is the only one that you can get something back of equal value for.
Exactly.
It's got to be big.
Huge. Yeah.
I do believe, though, that that Norman Powell keep Norm at all costs thing, I've bought into that. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know what all costs means. But
ship Dame off.
Yeah. No, it is.
Yeah, no,
his importance is so significant to this team right now that it's not. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't envision the whole three guard lineup being something that's like you win the championship because when you have that three guard lineup. But he has that piece. He is a guy that he can change games in an instant.
Yep.
So what would you imagine is the piece that needs to go to make that big splashy move? Because something's got to go. The price sheet's going to get too spendy. You can't keep everybody at a certain point.
I just said it. It would be that it's because a dollar for dollar contract, it'd be CJ, right?
But I don't know. That's the question. You're asking,
boy,
like, who would you get?
What?
Who would you get?
Well, here's, I guess, what I'm trying to wrap my mind around is that Dusty's saying we got to do whatever we can, or within reason, right, to keep Norman Powell. You're on the Norman Powell train, right? You like
him. I'm on board with the you re-sign him. I mean, at all costs is silly. I mean, it's that
dramatic,
right?
Yeah, in that,
but you're in his court.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so what makes you think some other coach is going to come in and coach this squad? Which
I don't think so.
Well, hold
I don't
on.
Think that.
Let me finish. What makes you think some other coach is going to come in and coach this squad, which will mostly be the same, because they probably won't get rid of CJ unless they get rid of Neil Olshey as well, because Neil Olshey will never break that up. What makes you think another coach will coach this same roster better than what?
Oh,
Stassi's
no, I've
doing
said
now?
This a lot. And I don't think somebody will. I think that it is that's why I've always said it's two parts, right? 9 years is a really long time. He's done a good job. I do believe Terry Stotts is a very good coach.
Yep.
And then it's also roster construction. Like, it's two part. It's not just one. Like, you don't just change one of them and say everything's fine.
Well, and I don't, but I also don't think you change both of them and keep their roster.
What's that?
Like, I don't, it's not just like, oh, you lose Terry. Like, if Terry goes, Neil goes, I think then it's also it's the fixed. Roster's changing.
You got to move some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think that, yeah, it's got to be a commitment to, and that's what the, like, when we talk about the, using that Raptors thing, they has kept the front office the same, but they made moves.
Yep.
They made big ones. Yep. And the ones that weren't popular at the time with a big portion of that fan base.
I just wonder how Damian Lillard is going to react to something like that, because it has become such a focal point now that he is very public about saying, boy, I believe in everybody on this show. Well, sure, but it comes to a point where I'm sure he's looking at this roster and there has to be some realism in his head saying, this isn't working.
I believe he knows that. Yeah. I believe he knows that. But he says it all the time, I'm too loyal. Like, he believes every guy that he's ever, and I love it. He said that one time, what is it? If I had my way, I would never change the roster that I came to lose.
Same one.
You know what? That team would be really damn good. like that was it. It actually turned into be a really good team.
Very good team.
When you added some pieces like, CJ. All right. 503-250-1080. Blazers are the sixth seed. Dang it. They're not. The Lakers are playing in. The Warriors are playing in. And this fan base, they're all hot and bothered still. But I think it's a great matchup. I really do.
I love the matchup.
I can't wait to dive into it more. We talked with Mike Singer earlier in the show from the Denver Post, who covers the Nuggets. If you missed that interview, check it out. Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefan.com. But, this matchup, Portland and Denver, it's the one Blazer fans have been like, it'd be great if you could get up to the five seed and get Denver. Well, guess what? They jumped up to three because the Clippers took a dive.
Clippers opted out of playing basketball. My gosh.
And I think Blazer fans should be excited, but also use caution, because without Jamal Murray, still a pretty damn good team.
Yeah. And I think just to like put a bow on this Stotts conversation, I do think there's something to be said. No one knows, right? Like, I don't know. You don't know. Will, you don't. Like, none of us knows what the line is for Terry Stotts in the mind of Jody Allen. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters, right? Like, that she is the decider of who stays and who goes. And I think there is something to be said for just enjoying this moment, which is your team is a sixth seed.
Yep.
Your team does not have to do the play-in. Yep. You got the best matchup you could ask for.
Yep.
And right now, you may not like what happens in the next few weeks, but your coach has done a pretty darn good job with what he's been handed this season.
Yeah, I've said it. And I think we both have said it. He's a good coach.
Very good coach.
But I think it also is have expectations, and expectations aren't a bad thing.
No.
And the expectation for this team should be to get better.
Yeah.
And keep moving forward. And that's an okay thing to do. And look, everybody knows that. But the playoffs, different beast. Here we go.
Everyone's 0-0.
All right. 503-250-1080. AJ and Dusty on the Fan. All right. We got a lot to dive into. Blazers have like the week off. We don't even know what day they're playing yet.
No. It'd be cool if we did, though.
Yeah, Saturday or Sunday. We do know that because we have the play-in tourney.
Mm-hmm. It goes till Friday.
Ooh-wee.
And I would bet, the NBA is not going to make the 8 seed go back-to-back, right? So whoever's the 8 is going to be the play on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know about the rest of them.
Yeah, I don't know, because West is Wednesday, Friday.
And then East is Tuesday, Thursday.
Okay. So your 7-8 matchups will in 9-10 matchups will start tomorrow in the East, Wednesday in the West, and then continue Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm going to be locked in, especially the Western Conference ones. Wednesday, Friday are the ones that everybody wants to watch, because you have the Lakers and the Warriors.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And I'm telling you, just don't sleep on the Grizz. I'm just saying.
Memphis?
I know. I'm just saying, I think they're going to put up a little bit more of a fight.
Okay.
Then maybe we're anticipating.
So Memphis loses to San Antonio on Wednesday.
Maybe. But I'm also saying I wouldn't be surprised if they caused some ruckus.
Yeah, Spurs have been awful down the stretch.
Yeah.
They've lost 8 of their last 10.
Whereas the Grizzlies, Now, I know your next question is going to be, who did they beat?
It doesn't matter.
They have won 5 of their last 6. They did beat Dallas.
Yeah. Lakers, yeah. Warriors, that's what I want.
I know.
That's what I want. Okay. The Lakers and the Warriors is what I want, and I want to see, what I want to see more than anything is Steph Curry shoot the lights out, the Warriors take the 7 seed, and the Clippers sitting there shaking in their boots because the Lakers are going to be the 8 seed. And they're going to come out and roll the Clippers in the, what would that be, a 4-1 second or 4-8 second round matchup.
Yeah.
Just get the floor mopped with them.
I'm also excited to.
I love this world you're living in.
I do too.
I don't know that it's going to happen that way, but I am rooting for your heart not to be broken.
Yeah, you might not want to like venture too far into the depths of this weird brain, but that's a good one to be. That's a good place to be.
I'm also excited on the east side because I want to see the Hornets. I want to see the Hornets get in and play Philly in the first round because honestly, they could upset Philly. Philly is the one team for me on the east Eastern Conference side that I'm looking at getting upset relatively early, first or second round.
The Hornets sure landed with a thud, though.
They did.
They lost 5 in a row down the stretch.
They're exciting. They're fun to watch.
Would we call that exciting?
Well, LaMelo and Scary Terry.
Yeah. Losing to the Pelicans, the Nuggets, the Clippers, the Knicks, and the Wizards.
That ain't good.
Yeah.
That ain't good. Hey,
playoffs, it can change. I always point to the Golden State Warriors in 2007. Barely got into the playoffs on the last day of the NBA and then just beat the crap out of the Mavericks.
And we see that. I mean, that's something that you can see a lot of. And look, it's not like coming out of the East play-in tournament, whether it's Boston, Washington, or Indiana, or, well, I don't know, the Lakers or the Warriors. You know, they got a chance.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
I also am excited about this Celtics one. See what Peyton Pritchard has in the playoffs.
Right.
The Wizards.
Yeah.
They're in the play-in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I meant. Sorry, in the play-in against the Wizards.
I was going to say, because I got crapped on for saying that Brad Stevens might be on the hot seat. But I'll tell you what, if they don't make it out of that play-in, I'm not going to say he's going to get fired, but that's official, like, oh boy.
Well, didn't they just lose Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown, they've had more games disrupted by COVID than any other team in the NBA. They've had a laundry list of injuries.
Yeah.
It's been brutal for them.
Yes.
Very brutal. But, you know, Danny Ainge is taking a ton of heat for that too in those decisions because their return on guys like Terry Rozier in the cavalcade of draft picks that they got Tatum and Brown.
Yep.
Gotta get better than that.
Yes.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us on this Monday. We'll be back. Hey, we're going to have Nuggets and Blazers all throughout the week leading you up once we figure out what days each one of these teams are going to be playing.
Yeah, we're going to be watching that one all night. So keep it posted. Also, loved every single one of these lyric mix-ups that you guys sent in.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun, especially the person who convinced their little brother it was Cutting the Eye Joe, not Cotton Eye Joe. That's just mean. That song is already mean to like have on repeat ever.
I like that version
and
better.
And the fact that you made your brother. Yeah.
Cutting the Eye Joe. For Cutting the Eye Joe, I've been married a long time ago.
Fantastic.
Oh, we got new goodbye music?
Isn't this what you asked for? Drift Away?
No, this isn't the right version.
Oh.
It was...
You said Drift Away.
I heard that too.
I did. Yeah. And this is not it.
Oh, this isn't it?
No.
Wow.
The Drift Away, we were talking about songs you don't know the lyrics to. Give Me the Beat Boys.
Oh.
I used to say Beach Boys.
No, you didn't.
I still, every time it comes on, my wife would be like, damn it. Give me the Beat Boys. I'm like, I don't know. Beach Boys free my soul.
And or also give me the beach, comma.
Boys.
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 Give me the beach.
Boys.
Just all right. Saying.
We
Who
will
doesn't
be
love the beach?
Back
you were
tomorrow.
Just at the beach.
Noon to 3.
Don't laugh at me.
Yeah, I do love the beach, boys.
Laughing at me.
Boys.
All
right. Up next, Primetime with Isaac Suk. Have a great Monday. See you Tuesday. Rahur on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!